This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Money wise, be wise. The government's push to boost electric vehicles now seems more of a shove for car manufacturers. Hi and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're listening to Revving Up, our auto podcast that gets you all the top developments in the auto industry from across the world. Today we have Swaraj Bagaukar, who's going to talk about what the government's push, or as we call it, a shove in the electric vehicle sector is going to do. Hi and welcome to the show, Swaraj.
Hi.
So Swaraj, tell us, what are the challenges that the electric vehicle industry is facing?
Well, as you know, the government has been really pushing forward for all the manufacturers to get to adopt the electric mobility. But that has not been happening in the last couple of years. So now we have the government come into the picture forcefully and make them make the change as early as possible. Mm-hmm. So some of the measures that the government has taken is the income tax deduction of rupees 1.5 lakh mm-hmm. on loans taken to buy electric vehicles.
Right.
In addition to that, a big jump in the GST that has been slashed from 12% to just around 5%. Mm-hmm. This is going to really bring down the cost of electric vehicles to a substantial amount.
Right.
Then GST on charging station has been down to 5% from earlier of high of 18%.
Okay.
There has been lower duties on electric vehicle components. And plus, the biggest thing of the lot is the zero registration cost announced by Niti Aayog head Amitabh Kant. So right. All these measures are really going to push forward the adoption of electric vehicles. That's what most of the people are hoping for.
Okay.
But it's really down to the consumer, how the consumer adopts these changes.
Thanks, Swaraj. That was pretty insightful. What about the charging infrastructure? Suppose a person like me who travels out of the city over the weekends, should I even think of buying an electric vehicle given the current scenario?
Yes, charging and the range of the vehicle has been something that has been playing on the minds of not just the buyers, but also the manufacturers.
Right.
Now, wherever you take your car, you need to have a petrol pump nearest to you.
Right.
Same is the case with the charging infrastructure. You need to have charging infrastructure in place as frequent and as widely available as the fossil fuel stations that we see,
right.
Be it CNG, petrol or diesel.
Right.
There is very minimal, bare minimal availability of charging infrastructure all mm-hmm. across India.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly it's coming up in Delhi and some are coming up in Bombay. There's some already come up in Bangalore.
Okay.
These are the initial pockets that we have seen mm-hmm. where charging infrastructure is coming up. But as far as challenges are concerned,
mm-hmm.
There are broadly two kinds of chargers available. Mm-hmm. One is a fast charger, one is a slow charger.
Okay.
A fast charger also needs to have the required amount of technology in the vehicle that you are going to charge with.
Okay.
So a fast charger can charge your say a car in less than an hour.
Okay.
For example, the Hyundai Kona gets charged in 57 minutes.
Okay.
But the same vehicle, when you put it into a slow charger,
mm-hmm.
it takes around 6 to 7 hours.
Okay. Again, there, taking a weekend break, probably I can stop for lunch, put my car on charge, something like that.
That's right.
Quite interesting. Again, what about if there's a car breakdown or, help at hand, roadside assistance? How would people deal with that?
Yeah, given the nascent nature of the electric vehicle industry,
mm-hmm.
Most car makers are going to play it safe.
Okay.
Which means that they're going to deploy a lot of manpower, a lot of people onto tackling these challenges.
Okay.
So as far as the maintenance is concerned, they're going to be well prepared by the time the rollout actually kicks off
mm-hmm.
in about a year and a half's time.
Okay.
So there'll be a negligible amount of concern as far as maintenance is concerned of these EV cars.
All right. And how would you dispose batteries?
That's a big challenge. We don't have an answer to that yet. Even
okay.
for the petrol and diesel powered cars, there are a lot many dead vehicles lying all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
As the regulations are very stiff and stringent in Western countries like US, UK and Japan,
mm-hmm.
these countries have dedicated rules for disposal of dead vehicles,
mm-hmm.
Scrap vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in India, we do not have such a law. But hopefully, the new road safety bill that has been passed by the Rajya Sabha,
mm-hmm.
We are going to see some action on that. And now that we are moving into electric vehicles, there must be some bit of a big announcement from the government as far as battery disposal is concerned.
All right. How are car manufacturers taking this whole push by the government, considering that car sales have declined and the industry is not so buoyant as far as sales are concerned?
So the biggest concern for the industry right now is the transition from BS4 to BS6.
Exactly.
That's going to really, really push up the cost, the end cost of the vehicle to the buyer. Beyond that, we're going to have the challenge for the electric vehicles. And after that, we have something called the CAFE norms, which will check your mileage numbers of your car. So all these challenges are already there. Now, the transition to electric vehicles is something that's put in the entire vehicle industry on a common path, on a flatbed. So nobody has the upper hand, nobody is lacking behind. Everyone has started off in the same length. But car makers are a little bit unhappy, to say the least, about the push coming to shove, as you mentioned earlier. That is something that was really uncalled for. But nevertheless, it has to be done in the interest of the environment, in the interest of saving a lot of foreign currency that we use to import petrol and diesel. But nevertheless, many of these companies have tied up with international giants. Like, there have been a partnership between Suzuki and Toyota. Then Renault-Nissan Alliance is already there. Hyundai is going great on electric vehicles. So there are not too many challenges on that front as far as technology is concerned. But certainly, as far as adoption and practicality concerns are there, there is certainly some bit of job yet to be done on that.
My last question to you, Swaraj, quite a challenging one, I'm sure. Does India have the electricity to charge these vehicles?
Yes, most states which are not so rich in their GDP, have concerns as regards to power availability. This is going to be the major challenge. As a buyer, when you move out of the cities, you definitely face the challenge of power availability.
Right.
Not only that, if at all there are fluctuations on the grid, there is a lot of chances that the charger as well as the vehicle will get damaged. And that then you'll have to take it to the service mechanic.
So in the next episode, you suggest we get a power expert to talk on this?
Yes, that seems to be.
Sure. So listeners, hopefully we have a power expert in the next episode who's going to tell us whether India has the infrastructure or the capacity to power your electric vehicles that will be on roads in a few years. With that, we wrap this episode of the Revving Up podcast. In case you have any query regarding e-vehicles or anything you want to know about the auto sector, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. I'm sure Swaraj will be happy to answer your queries. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.